Vava Metzia, Perek Hey, Mishneh Hey. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed the idea of Machzeh Sechar, and that was a business deal where an investor gives a worker money or produce, and the worker is going to sell the produce, is going to work with the money, and 50% of the investment is considered to be a loan to the worker. 50% is retained by the ownership by the investor. And we said that's a problem of ribis, because what's happening is that the worker who's receiving a loan is benefiting the investor who lent him the money by taking care of his 50%. We said that the way out of that is to provide for the investor to give some sort of money to the worker for taking care of his 50%. Our Mishnah continues with that idea and says, Shamin Para v'chamor. You're allowed to do a shuma. A shuma is an evaluation, which is for the purposes of this deal of machzeh sechar. You can do that with a para v'chamor, with a grown cow or a grown donkey. V'chol davar shu osev ochel l'mechza. You can do this 50% deal with anything that works enough to provide for its own sustenance, for its own food. So the fact that it is able to work for itself makes it valuable. I'm able to utilize the par and the chamor also for my benefit, for the worker's benefit, and that's as if the investor was actually paying me to work for his 50%. That's why this will be permissible. It's equivalent to that idea. And this is as opposed to in the previous Mishnah, we talked about an egel and a siyach. We talked about a young calf or a young donkey, which is not capable of working. And that's why over there in that instance, you had to pay. The Mishnah now digresses a little bit, as the previous Mishnah did, to talk about what the minhag, what the custom is in terms of how far the worker goes in terms of raising the offspring of this par of this chamor. It says, Mokom shenagu lachluk asavlados miyad, in a place where the minhag, or the custom is to divide up the offspring that are the produce of these, the par or the chamor. The minhag is to divide them up immediately. Cholkin, you divide it up immediately. Mokom shenohagu legadol yigadlu, in a place where the minhag is that the worker raises them, he should raise them. Now, even the first custom, which is miyad, it says to do it immediately, doesn't mean actually miyad. The Bryson, the Gemara explains that a smaller animal, behemadaka, like sheep, is after 30 days. And behemagasa, such a bovine animal, that's after 50 days. But once that time comes, immediately, miyad, immediately they divide up between the investor and the worker the produce. Unless it's, of course, as we said, a makom shenagu legadol, a place where the minhag is to raise them, then the worker would raise them until a certain time. From Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shimon Gamliel says that along this idea that we said that a cow or a donkey that works, is able to work, that is as if the worker is being paid by the investor, we can sort of have something that piggybacks with that. We said, Shumen Egel Im Imo, you can do this Shuma, this estimation, this for the purposes of Machzeh Sechar, you can do it with a calf, which normally we said was a problem in the previous Mishnah, but you can do it together with its mother. So if both the calf and its mother are together in the deal, so the fact that the mother is working, even if the egg, even if the calf is not capable of working, but the provision of that's provided by the mother's work is enough to cover for the egel as well. Siyach im imo, also the young donkey with its mother, with the mother donkey. The mother donkey is able to work, and that will provide enough payment, so to speak, for the worker, for him to be able to benefit the investor by taking care of his 50%. The last halacha in this Mishnah deals with something called a chocher. A chocher is a type of a sharecropper. Sharecropper, there's two different types of sharecroppers. There's what we call an oris, who the tenant gives the landlord a certain percentage of the produce of that land. That's the standard sharecropper, an oris. Another type of chocher is that he gives a flat amount of produce, and that is to say, he agrees beforehand, before he begins to plant in the field of the landlord, the tenant farmer says, let's say he's going to give a certain amount of kur, a certain amount of measure of bushels of grain or the like from this field. And that becomes his rental fee. That is as known as a chocher. Our Mishnah is describing a scenario where the tenant farmer, the chocher, says to the landlord, if you lend me money for the purposes of my being able to improve this land through seeding it or some fertilizing it, I'm going to improve the land. So, and if you give me this loan, I will give you, instead of our standard amount, let's say of 10 kor, 10 bushels, 10 measures per year of this field, I'm going to give you 12. So even though that sounds like ribis, because he's, for the purposes of lending his money, it's okay because it's not really considered ribis, because he's not giving him money for the purposes of having him lent money, but the fact that he's now going to be the tenant farmer of a better field. So therefore, a better field, after he receives the money, he's going to use it to better the field. A better field goes for a higher price, and that's really what he's paying for. So Mishnah concludes, Umafriz al-Sadehu, he can do something more expansive for the field, which Umafriz al-Sadehu here is referring to borrowing money from the landlord for the purposes of making it into a better field. The Eino Choshish Mishim Ribis, he's no concern for Ribis in this scenario.